friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. I hope that it's clear. Everyone loves you.
He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. I love that. That's Psalm 147, verses 4 and 5. Well, hello there. Happy Thursday. It is Joey Kroll hanging out here with you on the morning program. And I love that text, where it says that he knows the numbers of the stars and he calls them each by name. That is so neat. We actually kind of talked about that in children's church a couple of months ago, and it's just amazing because there are millions and millions of stars and he knows where they're exactly located, and he gives them each a name. That's how powerful and limitless our God really is. Well, I hope you're doing okay today. Here we are. It is Thursday, just, of course, one day away from Friday, of course, getting ready for the weekend. I hope things are going well with you. So the other day, this is so neat. I have to tell you, because this, you know, this is really exciting. Our family, we sponsor a World Vision child in Africa. And it's this 11-year-old girl, and we cannot pronounce her name whatsoever. I mean, it's one of those where you try to sound it out, but, you know, you're not really making much sense. So we just call her Ree for short, because the first two letters of her name start with R-E. So, you know, we've been sponsoring her for a couple of months now, and we finally got a letter from her. And so we opened it up last night, and it was just so neat to see her talk about herself and her country. And she mentioned that her dad has died a few years ago, and just, you know, just when she has summer in her country and when they have winter and when they start harvesting and planting, which is totally the opposite of when we do all of that stuff. But we just opened that letter last night, and it was just so neat. I mean, my wife was crying, and she's like, I can't believe she wrote us a letter, and the kids were excited too. And so I think tonight we're actually going to write a letter back, probably going to send her a picture and draw her a picture and all that. But what a fantastic organization. I know World Vision is just doing so many great things for the Lord, witnessing and going to these countries and you know, teaching about Christ, meeting their physical need, but also their spiritual need, which is a million times important than their physical needs. So we were so excited about that. So we kind of talked about it with our friends, like, hey, we just got, you know, we called up a couple of people. Hey, we just got this letter. This was so neat. And she drew a picture, and we didn't know what it was a picture of. You know, she was just drawing some lines and some circles and like a little picture. So we weren't know what she was trying to draw. But it was just so neat to just have that letter and see that picture. And we didn't know what that picture was, but it's on our refrigerator right now because, you know, we're proud of it. Whatever it is, we are so proud of it. So if you have the opportunity to sponsor a child through these Christ-centered organizations, we highly recommend it, highly suggest it. It's been just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to really make a difference, and just what a fun journey as well. So, hey, speaking of fun, I don't know if you've got your ticket yet or told your friends about it. It's the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concert. You may have heard maybe a couple of radio spots here in the last week or so, but the Virginia Theater is going to be hosting the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concert. It's going to be a fun night. It will feature Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson, and Michael Card, Thursday night, March 29th. So it's a Thursday night, March 29th. Doors open at 6, but the concert begins at 7. Tickets are only $11, and there is an additional $1 fee that the Virginia Theater adds on to it. So it's more like $12 if you get it at the box office there. But highly recommended. The Singing Men of GNN, they're going to be performing there at 6:15, just to warm everybody up, just preparing you for just the night of worship and just worshiping our Lord with Steve Green, Wayne Watson, Twyla Paris, and Michael Card. Thursday night, March 29th. Doors open at 6. Show gets underway at 7 o'clock at the Virginia Theater at right there on West Park in Champaign. Now, if you want to get those tickets, you call your friends. Let the ladies know at church. Let the guys know at church. You can get your tickets at thevirginia.org. That's their website, thevirginia.org, or just by calling their box office at 217-356-9063. 217-356-9063. It's actually going to be a wonderful, wonderful night. I'm planning on being there just to just be part of the experience and worshiping our Lord together as a family, a listening family. For the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concert. And this guy right here, he's going to be there that night. This is Michael Card. And come to the table on Great News Radio.
Come to the table and savor the sight, the wine and the bread that was broken. And all have been welcomed to come if they might. Accept as their own these two tokens. The bread is his body, the wine is the blood, and the one who provides them is true. He freely offers, we freely receive. To accept and believe him is all we must do. Come to the table and taste of the glory, and savor the sorrow. He's dying tomorrow. The hand that is breaking the bread soon will be broken. And here at the table sit those who have loved him. One is a traitor and one will deny. Though he's lived his life for them all and for all be crucified. Come to the table, he's prepared for you. The bread of forgiveness, the wine of relief. Come to the table and sit down beside him. The Savior wants you to join in the feast. Come to the table and see in his eyes the love that the Father has spoken. And know you were welcome, whatever your crime, though every commandment you've broken. For he's come to love you and not to condemn, and he offers a pardon of peace. If you'll come to the table, you'll feel in your heart the greatest forgiveness, the greatest release. The table and taste of the glory and savor the sorrow. He's dying tomorrow. The hand that is breaking the bread soon will be broken. And here at the table sit those who have loved him. One is a traitor and one will deny. Though he's lived his life for them all and for all be crucified. Come to the table, he's prepared for you. The bread of forgiveness, the wine of release. Come to the table and sit down beside him. The Savior wants you to join in the feast. Come to the table, he's prepared for you. The bread of forgiveness, the wine of relief. Come to the table and sit down beside him. The Savior wants you to join in the feast. Come to the table, he's prepared for you. The bread of forgiveness, the wine of.
Yeah, that is Michael Card, and come to the table. He is, of course, going to be at the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concert again Thursday night, March 29th at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6. It's going to be at the Virginia Theater, 203 West Park in Champaign. Get your tickets today. This is what you just heard there is just a piece of what you're going to be hearing from Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson, and of course that guy right there, Michael Card. Tickets are $11. You can get those tickets by going to thevirginia.org or by calling their box office, 217-356-9063, 217-356-9063. Well, have you ever been to a time in your life where God brought you to your lowest low? When he brought you back up, you were so much stronger because of it. Boy, isn't that true in a lot of our lives? Well, in Luke chapter 15, we're going to hear a lesson from the prodigal. Luke chapter 15 starts off in verse 11. There was a man who had two sons. This is Jesus speaking. The younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there he squandered his wealth in wild living. Now, of course, we obviously know the story. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the entire country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. Verse 17, when he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to become your son. Make me one of your hired men.'" So he got up and went to his father. So just to recap, so here's this young man went to his father and told him, "Give me my share of the estate." And his father gave it to him. And I always kind of struggled why his dad, his father, would give it to him. Because he went to him in a rebellious attitude. This is what I want, and give it to me now. And if any of our kids came to me like that, I'd be like, you go to your room. I don't care how old you are. If you're 25, you're in timeout. I don't care. You're going to get your share of the estate when you're ready to get it. Because it seemed like this young man was in a rebellious state. I mean, once he got his share of the estates, he went to a different country. I mean, he left home. I mean, I remember being 16, 17, wanting to leave my house so bad. And I think it's just the teenager in me at the time. But this young man, he's like, I'm not leaving the house, but I'm leaving the country. I'm out of here. And it said that he spent his money on wild living. Maybe he got prostitutes. Maybe used his money gambling or whatever it might be. It was wild living, wild enough that he spent everything. And you would think that it was quite a bit, because his father had his own estate. He had hired men working for him. He had, I guess, maybe his own business. So he had a decent amount of money to give to his son. So his son probably had a little bit more than we might think, but he squandered it. He blew it. And there was a severe famine in that entire country. And all of a sudden, he began to be in need. You know, we hear stories of people, winning the lottery or getting the settlement or getting some type of insurance claim of thousands of dollars, and they get so caught up in that lifestyle and they begin to realize, I have no money, I'm in debt. I just had $50,000 and now I'm in debt, or however much amount of money, and that wild living got the best of them. So he had to humble himself and get a job. He went to a citizen of that country, and his job was to feed pigs. Well, that sounds like an exciting job. And he started to realize, I really won't be doing this. And there's this famine, and his stomach began to like tell him, "You're hungry. Eat anything. Even eat this food that even these pigs are eating right now." And there he was in the middle of the pig pen, hanging out with the pigs, maybe hearing the sounds of the pigs and that scent, that brutal scent of that, just that pig pen, and realized, I had it made back at home. The Bible said that he came to his senses. He realized my father's men, the hired men, have food. And that they not only have food, but they have food to spare. And here I am starving to death. And he realized in that pig pen that he had it made. He had it made at his father's house, but his pride and his rebellious attitude got in the way. You know, sometimes God will allow us to go to our lowest low. God will allow us to go to our lowest low when we decide we can do it on our own, or when we have something that we don't want to give up. God will allow us to have that, check this now, pig pen experience. You know, you would not know how many times I would have people come into my counseling office, or people I would minister to, or people at church, or just anybody that I come into contact with, you know, pray for such and such. You know, they've been going to church their entire life, and now they don't want nothing to do with God, or you know, pray for him. His pride has gotten in the way, and now, you know, he it's hard for him to do this, and, you know, he's not investing in our marriage, or she's not investing in our marriage, or anything like that. I encouraged them, and over time, I told them, you know what? Well, maybe he or she would have to have a pig pen experience to realize such and such. God may allow this person to have a pig pen experience, just like this young man, to break him down to nothing, and then we can start over. Because God can't work with somebody who's got pride. God can't really necessarily work with anybody who's got pride in the way. Just ask Peter in the Bible. Peter in the Bible, he was like, Jesus, I will never deny you. What are you talking about? And Jesus allowed Satan to sift him as wheat, to break him down to nothing. Because God calls those that are not as though they were. He can make something out of nothing. Just read Genesis chapter 1 and how he created this earth. He made something out of nothing. So once he brought this young man down, broke him down to nothing, now he can make something out of that nothing. You know, sometimes we want to pray, God, get us out of this situation. And God's like, no, I'm not done breaking you down yet. You know, sometimes we see our kids or our grandkids kind of struggling at times and wrestling with a certain issue or something like that. You know, and there are times that God does not want you to rescue them. My wife, she loves to put our kids in a bubble and protect them from everything. And I love that about her. But sometimes there are some natural consequences. There are some natural things they have to experience. Just like this young man in the pig pen. Can you imagine if his dad went to him while he was packing up his bag and he got his share of the estate, and his dad told him, you can't do this, you know, try to speak to him on a normal man-to-man conversation. Do you think this young man would have heard him? But his dad allowed him to go. But it had to take a pig pen experience for him to realize, you know what, my dad's been right all along. So friend, I encourage you, if you're in the pig pen right now, hallelujah, there is hope in sight. In the pig pen, we can come to our senses. In the pig pen, we can leave our pride. In the pig pen, we can leave the things that we hold on to. And I love how the story turns around. We can get out of that pig pen, and we can run home to our Father. And we're not only the ones that are running, because we later read in this passage that the Father comes running to the Son and gave him a big old hug and kiss and said, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate. Son, you smell like a pig pen, but hallelujah, you're back at home. And that's a lesson from the prodigal.
Almighty God, the great I am, immovable rock, omnipotent, powerful, awesome Lord. Warrior, commanding King of Kings, mighty conqueror, and the only time, the only time I ever saw him run was when he ran to me. He took me in his arms. was the only time I ever saw him run. And then he ran to me. He took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home again." Lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes. With forgiveness in his voice, he said, "Son, do you know I still love you?" And he brought me to my knees when God ran. I saw him run to me. I was so ashamed, all alone and so far away.
Are listening to Great News Radio. Don't forget Mark and Friends tomorrow morning. Find out more about this radio ministry by visiting greatnewsradio.org.